And after Davis Island, there's Temple Terrace, and then Town and Country. And there's a new subdivision that is way, way out. They call it Cherry Creek Road. Beautiful. It's kind of like, you know, when you see a child looking at a window and everybody's eating. You know, it's one of those kind of a deals, you know, with the cathedral ceilings and everything. Oh, beautiful. And that area is integrated, beginning to get, you know, beginning to be integrated. So you really got to have some moolah, you know, in order to get out there, because they charge you normally.
Are there other neighborhoods, like, for middle class? Yeah, it's like us normal people, like middle class neighborhoods? As opposed to, say, the real richy section.
Yeah, across 40th, you find middle class. You mean blacks or any ethnic group, all ethnic groups?
Basically, middle class, American type.
Okay. For the blacks, there's across 40th, Hillsburg. Lincoln Garden, Cobb City, some West Tampa area. And also for the whites, they have Cross 40th, some in Lincoln Garden, some here in West Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more or less, for the middle class people, it's more or less within the city limit, you know, within the boundaries
mm-hmm.
of Tampa. And you really, the rich really, they're really out. Like Temple Terrace, Town and Country, and Davis Island. Now Davis Island is really, you know, a section for the rich folks.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's the way it is. Cause a couple, I've known a couple of individuals who've tried to purchase homes out on Davis Island. I mean, and they had the cash. It's no go. And these were military people. And it was a big suit, a big lawsuit and everything. But I never heard anything else about it, you know. But you really would have to have the money, like the doctors and the lawyers and the big timers, you know. Mm-hmm. This is where they go.
Okay, what sections of town would pretty well be identified with, say, the poor people, you know, people like college graduates? No, I mean, that could be identified as such.
Oh man, you'll find that. Okay, like, people live in the projects.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, like, West Tampa, Main Street, these projects integrated also.
Mm-hmm.
All these projects integrated. Then you have the Belmont Heights section. It's also integrated. Then you have the Seminole Heights. It's also integrated. And these are really, you know, for low-income people. And then sometimes when you, believe it or not, sometimes I drive around just to see for myself, you know, can people actually really, you know, live and survive in these conditions, you know? And wouldn't motivate them to be so complacent and passive, you know, about their future.
Just be satisfied to live in that type of, yeah,
you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But I try to put, before I can come up with any kind of reasoning behind